Minskip Farm Shop on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Nestled between Borough Bridge and Minskip is a culinary cavalcade of fresh goodies. I took a trip to the Minskip Farm Shop to meet owners Ben and Emma for a tour of their small but perfectly formed business. What can you expect from a farm shop, and why would you want to switch from doing your weekly supermarket shop to a smaller place like this? The first thing you see when you walk in is a table steeped in fresh produce.
This is our star table, so this is where we put things that are in season, fresh from the market or fresh from the vegetable garden, and we display it so that people can see as soon as they come in what's in season and what looks great and what smells great and what tastes great.
And the thing that really strikes you when you first come in here and you see this is how fresh and colourful it is. It is more colourful than my local supermarket. Can I say that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're very welcome to say that. We like to display things obviously without packaging because everything, most of it gets picked fresh and things like that. In the supermarket, you often get things which are so wrapped in packaging, you can't even tell how fresh it is. Mm. You can't feel it, you can't touch it, you can't smell it. But we like to kind of have people walk in and for the shop to be burgeoning with fresh stuff and for them to know how fresh it is straight away.
And there are things there with full leaves on, so are they radishes there?
Yeah.
Am I right? So the radishes have got the leaves on the stems, which you're kind of not used to seeing, really, are you?
Yeah, at the moment we're getting a lot of stuff which is like leafy carrots, leafy beetroot, the radishes that you see there, the purple sprouting there from the garden, and the seasonal asparagus, which is from 4 miles away.
The asparagus here, I'm just going to pick one of these up, because they're almost like a bunch of flowers, these. Huge. Nicely, they are huge. They're nicely bundled up. And as you mentioned, they've come from just 4 miles away, aren't they? And that's one of the key features of this shop, is you know exactly where things have come from,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, so if we don't grow it ourselves, we source it as locally as we possibly can. So Maggie Archer, who grows our asparagus in Dishforth, she's a local farmer, and she came in and brought it in this morning. She did bring in a lot more than what's here because we've already nearly sold out.
We're going to have a little wander around the shop and just kind of get to know the kind of stuff you've got here, because people may not have thought that they can come to a farm shop and do their full shop here. This is effectively a little supermarket, but where everything is pretty much locally sourced, locally grown and locally made, isn't it?
Yeah, and everything's handpicked by us, so we only stock products that you can't find in the supermarket or you can't find elsewhere, as local as possible, as good quality as possible.
Just behind Ben here on my left hand side, we've got a whole series of freezers here filled with all sorts of things, from ice cream up there through all the way down to different kinds of meat. So all of this again is from local producers, isn't it?
So the seafood that you can see here is from Ramus, which is in Harrogate, Ramus Seafood Emporium. And then we've got the ready meals here, which are made in Harrogate.
See, this is something that you may not expect to find in a farm shop, a ready meal. So if you're used to going down the supermarket, and maybe you are into your cooking, and you like buying all your ingredients, but you like that cheeky ready meal just for convenience sake, that's here as well.
Yeah, we've tried the ready meals just so that we know that they are substantial portions, delicious, all locally made. So we've got two different types. Both of them are great. Simply Suppers, who are very local in Borough Bridge, and What's Cooking, who are from Harrogate, and they're really, really healthy ready meals, but they're good sized portions as well. So me and Ben like to kind of eat a large meal in the evening, and they kind of satisfied us when we tried them, so.
Was that one of the tougher jobs you've had to do here, Ben?
Yeah, we're always looking for jobs like those.
I suppose it makes up for a good day out picking all your various fruit and veg and all that sort of stuff, looking after the animals, and we'll come on to that in a little bit. Ice cream as well, is that local too?
That's from Helmsley, so...
Not far away. And some good flavour choices there. I can see coconut, licorice, all sorts
gin
of interesting flavours. Gin and lavender.
Yeah, that's won an award, actually.
Fantastic. A lot of people's ears pricking up there at gin ice cream, I think. And we'll come a little bit further down. Now, this is a new development. I saw this on your Facebook page the other day, in fact, is that you now also have a licence to sell alcohol.
Yay.
So are you excited about that?
I was really excited about that. Obviously, because the customers can now buy and drink delicious wines from York Wines in Sheriff Hutton. They're experts in wine, so they choose wines from all over the world. Because although we like to drink wine, I wouldn't say we were experts, and I wouldn't say we would be able to pick the right kind of wines for our customers. So we're glad that they're able to do that.
People will be thinking, I can't get through a week without a bottle of wine, and they're listening to this.
We're going to have beers later this week, and we've got our Whittaker's Gin, which is a local gin, and we're expanding our range of spirits as well.
Good old Yorkshire crisps there, if you fancy a cheeky snack as well while you're here. And we move around. You've got fresh meat here as well. So we've done the frozen meat over there, and some fresh meat as well. Is that locally sourced?
So today we've got rare breed Zwartbull lamb, which has come in from Staveley, which is 2 miles away, and that's been reared by Alistair Ray, who is he was quite a well-known vet, and he's retired now. But you can see that obviously those lambs have been taken care of very well because he's a vet and he only looks after a few at a time.
Other side of here, the other fresh stuff that you might be thinking that's a regular in my shopping basket, breads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our bread comes from Gilchrist, and they're in Leeds.
Yeah, they've got a branch in Boroughbridge as well, which is obviously just down the road. They deliver fresh 3 times a week. So we've got tea cakes, we've got bread rolls, we've got all sorts of different bread.
And we move from bread, and you're thinking bread, what else can you bake? Well, cakes and treats, of course. And there's a huge range of cakes and treats. In fact, almost half the length of this middle aisle here, which is very exciting to people who love their sweet treats. And again, locally made?
Yeah, we've just expanded our range, actually, in terms of getting more products, because we keep selling out of cakes. And you can't sell out of cakes, you know, in a farm shop. People come in expecting something sweet, and if you don't have it, then that's a very sad day. And Spello from Spello Farm Bakery, she's just down the road. And we also have Angela's Bakery, and Angela's daughter Patty now bakes. It's a family business. They're in Martincombe, Grafton.
Got your butters and your pies and your milks and stuff in there, your cheeses, local cheeses in there as well. And we'll come around to the final aisle. And all along one wall of here is the fruit and veg in here, which is massively important to you, isn't it? And Emma, just before we started talking, did mention that she was feeling a little bit tired because you've been up since 3 this morning?
Yes, I'm a little bit tired this afternoon because we get up twice a week to go to the market at Leeds and hand pick all the produce that we have in the shop, the stuff that we don't grow ourselves anyway.
But that shows that, you know, the dedication you guys have to making sure you get the best, because you don't have to do that. There are people who will bring you fruit and veg in, but you want to make sure that you're getting the best quality products, don't you?
Yeah, they'll deliver, and a lot of shops do that, so they put in an order and they'll deliver to us. But we like to go when the market opens at 4 a.m. and make sure that we handpick the best produce, and we go through the boxes ourselves and make sure that, you know, we've got the best box of oranges, the best box of avocado that it is possible to get, which means we can say with some certainty that we have the best produce in the north of England.
There you go. I've got to talk about these. This is the shiniest Braeburn apples I've ever seen in my life. You can almost be blinded if you hold that in the wrong light there. Same with the aubergines there as well, looking lovely. And also in that fridge, we just walked past these and Emma kind of pointed at them as we walked past. They look great. Pizzas, Yorkshire handmade pizza.
Yeah, so they're made in Melmerby, which is near Ripon, and they are amazing. We keep going on about this on our Facebook page because we just can't get over how good they are, and we keep eating way too many of them. But yeah, they're really delicious, and they only take 10 minutes to bake, so they will do all sorts of flavour.
And finally, we're just going to come to this last here, because this is something that I know you guys are very proud of, is your selection of eggs. There is a huge table of eggs here, and you have a lot of chickens, don't you, Ben?
Yeah, we have a free-range flock, 6,000 hens, basically producing eggs all week long. We can ensure that the very freshest eggs are in our shop.
Now, there's one thing that I want to do before we leave here, and that's how you turn your visit to Minskip Farm Shop from just a shopping trip into an experience. And this is it. This is how you make your trip an experience, because not only can you come and enjoy the shop, you can come down and feed these little friends here, who I think you're their mum, Ben, is that right?
Yeah, I'm definitely their mother. They'll follow me around if I get them out. We feed them at the moment 3 times a day. Cute little things, aren't they?
They are, yeah. So you've got 6 pet lambs for the shop here. So if people want to come down and experience the farm shop, want to come and get a few essentials, or maybe treat themselves to some local Yorkshire produce, have a look at the lambs as well, where can they find you?
We are on the road between Boroughbridge and Minskip, just down the road from the Morrison supermarket.
Minskip Farm Shop on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.